you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 117, The Battle Between Perfection and Happiness. Ooh, perfectionism. You know, I always call myself a recovering perfectionist, recovering people pleaser. I think they go hand in hand. We try to be perfect because we are people pleasers. And because we are people pleasers, we try to be perfect and really actually avoid happiness. So perfectionists refuse to accept any results short of perfection. And these people are often high achievers. Just as often, they are not. Urge to be perfect can be a huge disadvantage because most perfectionists are anything but happy. When your standards are unreasonably high, you're unlikely to have many moments in your life when you're satisfied and content. How many of you can say that in the moments where you are striving to be perfect, either because of your own beliefs or that you are trying to impress somebody else and be perfect in their eyes, that you are actually happy? No, you were miserable. Perfectionists often admit that they are stressed, worried, and absolutely exhausted. It's not easy trying to be perfect all of the time. So do you see how perfection and happiness, they just don't fit well together? The need for perfection actually kind of guarantees failure. The need for perfection is a losing battle. It's a losing game. Perfection can actually never be attained. So by choosing perfection, you're choosing to fail. Happiness is more challenging to achieve when you're failing at everything you do. So let me just say that again. By choosing perfection, you're choosing to fail, which means you won't be happy because you're failing at everything. And perfection creates tons of anxiety. When you feel the need to be perfect, you're bound to be anxious. There's only one way to be perfect. Everything else is less than perfect. You worry all the time when perfection is the only acceptable result. You're worrying about all outcomes of everything over and over again because you're trying to make it all perfect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, and perfectionism it's the absolute enemy of progress. Perfection gets in the way of making meaningful progress. Perfection is tedious and slow because you're always second guessing yourself and making sure like, oh, is that the right thing to do? Is that not the right thing to do? When you aren't making progress in your life, you're not going to be happy. So perfection forces you to use your time pretty much inappropriately. When you try to be perfect, you spend far too much time on things that just don't matter. They don't matter at all. There are plenty of things in life that require results far beneath perfection. So avoid spending the time to be perfect when it just doesn't make any sense. Believe it or not, perfectionists are far more likely to procrastinate. Given that the drive for perfection creates anxiety and consumes a whole heck of a lot of time, perfectionists are far more likely to procrastinate than the average person. You know, it's not easy to get started on something when you know that your results have to be perfect. You put it off because you're like, oh my God, I have to make this perfect. I have to make it perfect. So you don't even want to start. You know, there are many studies out there that have shown that perfectionism can actually lead to eating disorders. The desire to have a perfect body has been shown to be a contributing factor in eating disorders. Most people don't have the right bone structure and other genetic factors to have the type of body seen on a magazine cover. So they're never going to be that perfect anyway. They still strive for that perfect image, that perfect body. Perfectionists notice what's wrong rather than what's right. Have you ever noticed that? The folks that are always seeking perfection will pick out all of the things that are wrong instead of the things that are right or the things that are working well. Perfectionists only recognize what's wrong. They pick up on everything that isn't perfect. They rarely acknowledge what's good. They notice all the flaws. And this is a hard way to live and certainly sacrifices happiness. And it's a hard way to live with someone or around someone who's a perfectionist. Perfectionists quickly forget their successes and fixate on their failures, making them completely unhappy with their work, their home life, and themselves. It's challenging to complete anything because there's always something you could improve. Whether you're working on a project for your work or building a deck on your house, it's a struggle to complete anything and move on. A perfectionist will always find a way to make it even better and better and better and better. If you don't know those people, just redo it, fix it over and over and over again. So having a lot of unfinished tasks hanging over your head is completely stressful and dissatisfying. Perfectionists expect others to have equally high standards. Perfectionists are hard to be around. They are often critical of others and consequently are often kind of lonely. Because who wants to hang around somebody who is constantly picking apart everything that's not quite right? They have relationship challenges, loneliness, and lack of social support, which prohibits their happiness. So all in all, no, it is not easy to be a perfectionist. So if any of this is ringing true for you, and you feel like you're always trying to be perfect, and it's keeping you from happiness, it's keeping you from success, and all you're having is failure over and over again, it's time to make some changes. You know, while it's important to give crucial tasks the necessary attention, spending too much time and attention on something is a waste of your time and mental energy. So it's time to tame your tendencies that cause you to try to be perfect. These tendencies are blocking the happiness you deserve. Let some of the details go and try to experience a life you truly enjoy. And you know what? You can actually heal perfectionism if you have some sort of repair system or repair strategy. And over time, this system or strategy gives your nervous system more and more proof that you can actually make mistakes and not be isolated from people, not be hurt or shamed. Instead, this repair strategy system helps you get the love, the approval, and provides a sense of safety. Trying to make everything perfect is what's keeping success, love, and even money off in the distance from you. When you actually allow yourself to make mistakes and have this repair system in place, you'll start to see that things actually are working out. So be gentle with yourself. There's an underlying pattern that is years and maybe even decades old that keeps you in this perfectionist state. So set up the strategies necessary to allow yourself to be okay with mistakes and have the right people around you for risking something new who will support you. So take some action and start setting up those strategies today by starting to meditate, practicing mindfulness, speaking with a therapist, or hiring a coach. Life is so much easier when we can accept our imperfections. Man, I could go on and 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 on about this subject, but I'm not going to, because I'm also healing. Still, my perfectionism, and that's why I will always call myself a recovering perfectionist. I'm aware of when I'm feeling the need to make things perfect. And I slow down. I stop myself and say, done is better than perfect. Done is fabulous. So with that, I am done with this podcast. I'm sending you all lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.